I want to thank all of you for what you're doing here, the Highlandtown Healthy Living Center. Isn't this a beautiful place? I mean, it's packed, booming business. Lots of families coming here for the sort of preventive care, the wellness, the attention that they and their families need and that allows them to live healthy lives. So in our state, we have the nation's best schools. We have the highest number of PhDs of any state in America. We've been named 2 years in a row number one for innovation and entrepreneurship by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And yet for all of those accomplishments, every year we still lose far too many babies to infant deaths. And so that's what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the things that we've been able to do together. For all of the diversity in our state, I'm always struck by how much actually unites all of us across this diverse place. We're united by our belief in the dignity of every individual. We're united by our belief in our own responsibility to advance the common good. And deep in our core, each of us understands that there is a certain unity to spirit and to matter, that every person matters, and that in our state there is no such thing as a spare American. Which is why a number of years ago, if you look at the graph and the Maryland number, which is the red one in the middle, after a couple decades of seeing infant mortality going down, we started to see infant mortality in our state actually going back up and staying up. And so we came together, learned from the really good things that they've been doing, that we had been doing already in the city of Baltimore, to get the health workers out to the doors of the expectant moms. And we started doing things together. We started coordinating. We started communicating. We started cooperating. And with that goal that united us of reducing infant mortality, we did the things that work. We intervened earlier. We didn't tell moms that they had to get in line and wait 9 months to get prenatal care. Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? And so we started reaching out. We targeted. We looked on a map, that common platform we all share, and we said, where are those pockets in our state where we are seeing a highest incidence of infant mortality? How can we get involved? And how can we extend the nutritional services and the other sort of preventive and health services in order to save young babies' lives? Get this. Last year, and this is the news, we drove infant mortality rate down in Maryland to its lowest levels ever. Lowest levels ever in our state. Did it happen by accident? No. Was it a function of the weather or barometric pressure? No. And so often in these times, it's easy to become cynical and think the one person can't make a difference. But everyone in this room has made a tremendous difference. The moms who have made the difference, dads who have made the difference, the people here at this center and centers like it across the state. That's 159 fewer infant deaths in 2012 than there were in 2008. Imagine 159 moms and dads who were spared the saddest event in our experience as human beings, which is to be at the grave of a tiny casket. So 368 babies, if you do it cumulatively, is what it means over these years because of this 21% reduction. And that's more than double the goal that we set, right? The difference between a dream and a goal is a deadline. We had set a deadline of reducing infant mortality by 10%. Because of your good work, we surpassed that. Maybe we should have set a higher goal, huh? That's a reward for achieving your goals. We also have seen the biggest strides made in the reduction of infant mortality among African-American people. So look at that top number there, and that's where you've seen the steepest decline. Because the map doesn't know whether the babies are black or white, rich or poor, whether their parents are Democrats or Republicans. The map just tells us where we could save lives, and that's where we've done the intervention. And so logically, because of those better choices, you see that we've had some of our greatest strides in the reduction of infant mortality among black babies. So this is something that should really encourage all of us. I mean, as we move to implement the Affordable Care Act, and here in Maryland we are going to be a lead implementer of the Affordable Care Act, and I want to acknowledge and thank the good work of so many on that front, and in particular our Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. He only wanted to work on three little things when we joined forces: jobs, higher education, and health care. And he's done an outstanding job on all three, with an ability as an operational leader to listen and to sweat the details and to roll up the sleeves. So we're going to be a lead implementer of the Affordable Care Act. And the success we've had on infant mortality, in a way, is a microcosm of the reforms that we need to implement so that wellness and well-being are things that are rising, and the needless hospital readmissions, the costs that go to discoordinated care, the lost lives, all of those things we need to drive down along with costs while we drive up the outcomes. And these outcomes are something that is to be applauded and something that's to be emulated. We have moved down the dubious rankings in terms of infant mortality. Josh Sharfstein is going to share more about the details of that with us. But we're not done. We're not done. This is a day when we can acknowledge the achievement, and that achievement should fuel our efforts to do even more, especially as a lead implementer of the Affordable Care Act. We also have exciting things like the health enterprise zones, medical homes, and all sorts of other things that we can do together.